it sounds like a grant, a pretty sizable grant coming through during the last, was it the, let me think here, was
January
it the Transportation
Iowa
Commission?
DOT Commission meeting.
Yeah, I was going to say it was about a $425,000 grant. What are we looking at?
Yeah, the grant was for $423,000. It was for Phase 1A of the Flint River Trail, which goes through Stars Cave Recreation Area. Starts at Irish Ridge Road at the entrance of Stars Cave and will go through the State Park west over to Highway 61 and then north and connect with Flint Bottom Road, which is where the existing trail starts.
Was this a surprise grant, or was this one that you guys were seeking?
We were seeking this grant. The total project is about $1.2 million, and the county has about $600,000 of some other federal grants that they've received, and so this $423,000 grant they've been seeking through some other sources as well, and just happened to get this one with the Federal Rec Trails Program, but this was the final piece to let them move forward on that phase 1A through Stars Cave.
So this gives them enough money, even if they don't have it all quite yet, this is enough for them to say we can move ahead.
Yeah, they can move ahead. This isn't, they've got enough. All the grant money has to be matched locally at 20%. So they're at basically at their full amount of grant funding that they will need. And the rest will be made up by local funds.
What are we looking at? I mean, obviously, when someone looks outside right now, they know that probably not much is going to be going on. What kind of timeline are we looking at now?
Assuming everything goes well, they're going to do some environmental review and archaeology review and engineering through the spring and summer of this year, and then they will let bids for construction this winter and start construction next spring, the spring of 2015. Hopefully be done by the summer, fall of 2015.
I know this stretch...
That's in a perfect world.
I was going to say, I know this stretch has had a little controversy needing permission and such for various aspects of it. What will this, the portion through Stars Cave area, what will be required, or what will this phase look like?
It's going to be 10-foot wide trail. Part of it's going to be paved concrete. Part of it's going to be chipped limestone. There'll be a bridge crossing over Flint Creek at some point, probably on the west end of Stars Cave. Pretty typical multi-use trail.
Was there any restriction on having bicycles through there?
There was at one time. There were some issues working with the Highway DOT. The Stars Cave is... owned by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say.
Locally by Des Moines County Conservation. And it is a state preserve, so they have a state preserves board. And I don't remember all the details. I wasn't involved at that time. But I believe they, with state preserves, they have a uses for active transportation and passive transportation. And so allowing bicycles was a bit of a controversy. But we worked through a process with the Iowa DNR and their preserves board to allow bicycles to be allowed to be used through the park.
Yeah, I remember covering that. I couldn't remember for certain. I thought that it was all squared away.
Yes, it is.
But that's been many, many moons ago. And
yes,
so I could not remember or not if that had been taken care of.
Yeah, that got taken care of, and bikes will be allowed through the park.
In terms of if everything goes to plan, or even, I mean, just however long this section takes, this is obviously one of the bigger sections as well. Once this section is done, what's left?
Phase 1B would be the final piece. It'll connect from the Stars Cave heading east over to the city of Burlington city limits. So this will connect with the portion that the city of Burlington's working on. I don't know the exact distance, but would probably be looking at about 2 to 3 miles left.
Do you now start trying to find money for that project now that you found money for this project?
The county actually has a little bit of money through some federal grants for that phase. We're not sure how we're going to use that yet. We haven't done any. We have some general planning that's been completed, but there are a few issues there. We have a couple different routes that we could go. Potentially, and some of that is dependent on land acquisition with some private property owners. So there's still some planning of where exactly the route will go, and that'll determine what the cost will be. And from there, we'll start looking at other funding sources. So there's definitely a planning stage that still has to happen, and I would assume that we'll probably start working on that later this year.
That's what I was going to say. Do you wait until this project is done to start preparing for that one, or can you start preparing for that one? Can you start preparing for 1B even with 1A going on?
We can start preparation, I would say, just about any time, but I think we'll probably wait a little bit. We have some, you know, some things to work through with the funding on Phase 1A to see that complete, so that's going to be our focus, I think, for the near term at least. But I'd like to think, like I said, towards the end of this year, we can do some planning concurrently with what's happening on Phase 1A and start to get things put in place for that last piece.
So you would basically everything. Did you say about 5 miles for this? For this through Stars Cave.
Give me a second. I'll have to. I don't think it's quite that long.
Okay, but in general, that amount, and then the second little 2 to 3 mile stretch, and that's it. Everything, because it's is it 26.5 miles?
Or? It's approximately 20 miles.
Twenty miles.
And this particular section through Stars Cave would be 2.2 miles.
Okay. So we're talking, it's already roughly 75% complete. And then now you've got the funding for this phase, and then you're going to start the planning for the next phase so that maybe 4 or 5 years down the road, maybe three, 4 years down the road, there will be a full Flint River Trail.
That is the hope. I'd say I'd have to do some measurements, but I'd say at this point, just looking at the length, we're probably about somewhere between 50 and 75% completed. But yeah, we've probably got about between 5 and 10 miles left between what needs to be done in the county and the city. And ideally, like you said, within three to five years, I think we could have the full 20 miles from downtown Burlington all the way out to Big Hollow Recreation Area completed.
Is the city still working on theirs?
Yes, they are. They have. They've actually got a piece that I believe they're going to construct this coming spring. And then they actually have one other section to complete after that.
And then the county only has these two sections left. Okay, so yeah, I mean, that's after a long, long process here.
After a long time, after this upcoming spring here in 2014, the city, I believe, will be constructing one of the two phases they have left. So it'll be down to one phase, and then after we get this Phase 1A left, the county's only got one piece left. So
there you go.
It's been a long time coming. Well, it seems like we're getting close. I mean, you're starting to see some light there, but the end of that tunnel is still pretty far away.
Exactly.